So let us now look at the second chapter in your session, which is the technological innovations in rural businesses. So let's start with first internet and mobile penetration in rural areas, because as we said, the e-commerce and getting rural sellers to come into the e-commerce space and improve the business opportunities for them, actually one of the backbones or couple of backbones are internet and mobile penetration. So in rural communities, they are getting access to internet because of two reasons. One is the cost of smartphones have come down. Today you get a smartphone maybe at 4,000-5,000 rupees as well. And due to the government policies, the cost of data plans, we are still one of the lowest cost economy across the globe. Now, earlier what used to happen is that rural India were always behind. And as we all know, a lot of rural Indian people would come to urban centers to for livelihood. But why were they behind? Because of economic and geographical challenges. Now, with mobile connectivity and low cost data plans, it has actually worked as a catalyst in their growth. With that two options, a person in rural India gets access to education, gets access to markets, gets access to financial services. So the information gap that was normally existing before has come down dramatically. In fact, one can say that maybe the rural people, the rural Indian person could have more information about something than even the urban one, because of access to YouTubes and internet and websites and so on and so forth. But from a point of view of government, bridging this digital divide between urban, rural, national, international is very essential for the inclusive growth, especially in the rural area. This is the statistics behind the rural area, which is now getting into forefront of the internet usage. So you have close to 425 million internet users, which is 44% higher than what was there, what is there in the urban users. You have 93% people between who use this information daily. You have 50% of the people who are looking at accessing it, and the 50% more active internet users. The urban one have grown by 10%, while the rural one has grown at 30%. And smartphones, there are close to 85 million smartphones in rural area, which is really driving the adoption. And final is the tagline, you can say, who's driving this? The youth, especially in rural area, are driving activities, both urban and rural, but more in rural. Now, how did growth of internet access in rural communities took place? So rural internet penetration has reached approximately 40%, with new users getting added on a yearly basis, on a daily basis. The 4G expansion, the 4G network expansion, has actually been the game changer, because it brought data faster and the connectivity was more reliable. So we started with 2G, 3G, actually we jump-frogged 3G, and then we moved into 4G much faster, and that helped in adoption of mobile technology much more. We have close to 400 million rural internet subscribers by March 24, and out of 644,000 or 6,44,000 odd villages, close to 6,12,000, which is close to 90% plus, have either have a 3G or a 4G mobile connectivity. Again, smartphones have become affordable in the range of, the lower range is between 5,000 and 7,000. That has helped in more adoption, where everyone now has a phone with him or her. So what has been the impact of the lower cost of smartphone and affordable data? First thing is the information gap or arbitrage of information that has come down. So access to information has become very fast, like it would have happened for an urban place. So the farmers can use this to check their crop prices. They can look at the weather updates. They can also study modern techniques, what is happening across the country, what is happening internationally, the techniques getting used. All this is now available with a click of a button. Secondly, they are well connected with the globe by using social media, making groups, friends. So wherever their community is there or their interest community forms, they are able to be there and get information very fast. They have all been included through financial inclusion. I think the Aadhaar-based banking and Jan Dhan schemes have made everyone financially inclusive. And mobile banking and UPI adoption has helped them to be connected and start using all those accounts which were there, which otherwise would, before some years, would have taken long time for people to get into it. So I think the jam tools, technology, and the India framework has really helped to move forward. Now with this, what has also happened with access to information, as I said, the education and skill development, and this is self as of now, the data make available, you could learn something more if you wanted on anything, whether it is related to your studies, whether it is related to your area of interest to become a good entrepreneur. And also, you had access to a lot of these courses on platforms like Udemy and others where you could learn remotely. And with COVID-19, remote learning became a norm and people adopted to it quickly. So, from a transaction point of view, access to market both to the sellers and the artisans was easily made available. Internet tools they could access and find the business opportunity beyond the local market. So what are the challenges in doing it? And some of these challenges are still there today, but they are being overcome as we speak. The first challenge obviously was the infrastructure gap in terms of poor network coverage and unreliable electricity. Second was at the initial time was the high cost of devices and data for low income groups. So affordability issues came up. Third was people were scared of using digital tech because there was a low digital literacy. And many people were only using the phones and internet for calls and maybe social media. And now with more and more literacy being improved, they are started using for other reasons. And there were some social and cultural barriers. So there was resistance, there was some assumptions made, some traditional way of working reduced the adoption or slowed down the adoption. And once they are getting overcome now. This is a screen which will tell you all about digital divide. So more than anything, I think we should look at 900 million subscribers are expected by this year. Now, what are the opportunities that are coming up because of this digital divide and how we are covering up? First one is localized content. So there are a lot of opportunities now which have come up to create digital content in regional languages. Second, because of low cost device and low data plans, people are able to access the system very easily, use the digital platforms easily, and therefore they are now more digital literate. Third, once they have learned how to use smartphone and internet connectivity with the billing plans and everything, they are more likely to go into their areas of interest, find more details, and thereby become more intelligent and create an opportunity for themselves. Fourth, there's a lot of community engagement now taking place where the local leaders and NGOs are promoting digital adoption by use of WhatsApp and otherwise, and thereby increasing the adoption. So, as we discussed before, let's look at the role of smartphones in rural areas. So, one, rapid adoption has taken place because the smartphone cost has come down. The basic phones today, between 5,000, 7,000, up to 10,000, is easily available, and you get good internet access there. The network expansion programs of the government and the telcos helped for them to reach to 4G, and mobile connectivity reached the remote villages. Students and entrepreneurs started using mobile apps for learning and business and for fun. That's why the adoption became faster. And rural sellers started leveraging smartphones for e-commerce and social media marketing, thereby leading to business growth. This is a graphical display of what it is. So it gives you state-wise percentage of rural residents with smartphones. So you can see Uttar Pradesh, Tripura leading the pack, while Jharkhand, Bihar not very far behind, but still can get more into it. Now, what are the benefits of digital literacy for rural entrepreneurs? So, market for them has expanded or really exploded because now they can sell their products through online platform across the state, across the nation, across the globe. Secondly, with the use of digital banking and mobile payment system, they are able to manage their finances much better. So they know what is debit, credit. In case they want to find out where they paid, from where they have received, there are tools available, and internet banking or digital banking anyway provides all that detail. Third, you had an option of online tutorials, webinars, and training resources. There are lots of them, some paid, some free, which helps them to build their skills. Fourth, they don't need to travel to find markets or customer, much less if they have to travel also, it's much less. Secondly, the dependency on intermediaries have come down, therefore increasing their profit. And lastly, digital tools have enabled them to get independent business operations in managing the business operations. One of, again, government example of digital empowerment is Pradhan Mantri Gramin Digital Saksharta Abhiyan, or PMG Disha. So it empowers the rural Indian citizen on the digital literacy and things like that. But are we facing the challenges in promoting digital literacy, or is it self promotion that is taking place, or was these challenges in the past? I think let's look at that. So of course the first thing is that people didn't have enough understanding of smartphone capabilities, but that now has been overcome. Regional language contents were limited, again with YouTubers and people creating content, that language barriers is also coming down. There were infrastructure issues in the beginning with unreliable internet and electricity in remote areas. Those are coming down. When it started, there were a lot of fear about online fraud and trust issues were there. Now, with more and more training and awareness, those people have learned to live with it and try to be more aware about it. And the literacy program initially required a lot of funding and resources. Now it those things have been reduced because it is one available, two reaching out to people have become easier with the lack of digital divide. So initially, how did they start, and when now we have to go, how does government ensures digital literacy? So they do workshops in rural communities on how to use digital products, digital services, apps, and smartphones. Second, they expand the digital literacy programs through PMG Disha programs, which we have seen before. Government has partnered with NGOs and schools to promote digital skills among the students and more importantly among the farmers. There is a lot of incentives, like in many states they have been given the devices, the mobile devices, by the states itself, so that with the pre-installed educational apps, so that people start using it much better. And there's a special training programs for rural women entrepreneurs or rural women per se, so that once they adopt, the entire family kind of adopts into the digital world. How do we see the future of rural connectivity? Because as we said, with 4Gs and stable connection, the adoption became better and the economy became much better, the rural economy and e-com economy. What we are seeing is that soon 5G and improved infrastructure will be accessible at remote rural areas, which will make the whole internet faster and better and sharper. Also, technologies like artificial intelligence and e-commerce will come with a very smart recommendation and personalized experience. So people who are into products and services, the rural entrepreneurs can take advantage of it. Payment space will also explode with more ways of getting payment and thereby give more comfort and make it more local if required. Rural entrepreneurs will get access to more national and international markets through the digital means. And you will have a situation of the urban-rural divide getting bridged, where equal opportunity access to digital opportunities will be given to both rural and urban. What are the government initiatives? The Indian government, of course, has launched a major initiative to improve the digital connectivity. So you have Digital India 2015, which aims to transform India into a digitally empowered society. Under that program, you had a BharatNet program, which focuses on providing high-speed broadband in rural areas first. So between two of them, they ensure that you get digital literacy access, e-governance, and rural internet access is provided. It's not that everything has been done and we are way ahead there. There are some challenges, which includes infrastructure gaps, affordability still, and implementation delays in these programs, but we are improving day by day. So what is the overview of Digital India? So it started in 2015 to create a knowledge economy, where the key focus area was: one, you improve your digital infrastructure; two, increase the internet penetration in the rural area especially; three, you provide government services digitally as much as possible. The whole target was to empower citizens and make technology accessible. So for that, they created a common service centers where digital services like banking, healthcare, and education were provided. There were digital literacy programs were run under PMG Disha, which trained rural citizens in basic digital skills. Lot of e-governance services were provided on these platforms, where government document, payment, subsidies were made through it. And the digital transactions were made affordable with the payments like UPI, mobile wallets, and Aadhaar-based services. And what impact did it have on rural areas? So, of course, you improve or increase the internet penetration. So new people started gaining access to online services. Employment got generated through digital service delivery and online platforms. You had improved market access for farmers and small businesses through e-commerce. So they were able to access the other details, market details, the weather details, and so on and so forth. And also, you had telemarketing, telemedicine, teleeducation through online learning and telemedicine services. So access to education and healthcare also improved with Digital India focusing on rural areas. So what is BharatNet? So BharatNet was with the aim of connecting rural India. The objective was to provide 2.5 lakhs gram panchayats high-speed broadband. So they used what kind of technologies? They used optical fiber cables to ensure fast and reliable internet. And could the government do it alone? No, they went into public-private partnerships to do this. And by setting this up, what they have done is they have enabled digital services such as e-governance, online education, telemedicine, and much more for the citizens in residing in the rural part of the country. This is their motto and the pamphlet which they have. Now, what are the achievements of BharatNet? So, with BharatNet, as we said, the target was 2.5 lakhs villages to be connected with high-speed internet. I think they have kind of reached there. They have, in fact, made the target upwards. They tried to bring better connectivity to schools, health centers, and rural businesses in the rural areas. And because of that, they are supporting the digital transactions and fueling the e-commerce growth in rural India. And by doing that, by setting the high-speed cable, bringing high-speed internet to the villages, they are reducing the digital gap between urban and rural India. What are the challenges they faced when they were implementing and are facing as they are going along? So there are some infrastructure gaps. The last mile connectivity to individual household is yet to take place. So most of the places you have a common place where this is available, but it has still not reached the individual household. There are implementation delays by coordination and everything which is slowing down. Many rural residents struggle to use digital service effectively because they are still learning or there is a fear. So a lot of training has been done there. Affordability issues to some extent has been taken care, whether it's a cost of smartphone or whether it is data plans and so on and so forth. And maintenance and sustainability, so keeping the infrastructure operational, that's an ongoing challenge for them. How are they addressing these? So they are expanding last mile connectivity by strengthening partnerships for better network coverage. They are promoting digital literacy through increased training programs like PMG Dishas. They are making internet and digital device more affordable through government subsidies. They are enhancing the public-private collaboration with telecom companies so that they can execute it better. And they are ensuring sustainable infrastructure maintenance for the long-term reliability of BharatNet. So they are ensuring that it's dug in the right place and maintained well and things like that. So what are the future goals of Digital India and BharatNet? The idea is that BharatNet will go to all the villages in India and put up a high-speed internet there. With 5G rollout, there'll be a big plan to give those access to rural areas. And Digital India will ensure the adoption of digital payment system will improve. So they'll subsidize it, make it popular. And then they'll set up digital marketplace, especially for rural entrepreneurship, where government will also play a part in supporting and making them learn. Then there'll be a lot of e-learning modules and telemedicine services for remote regions so that human lives are saved and medical care is provided when required. And people need not necessarily travel long distances for education wherever possible. So what is the e-commerce platform for rural market? Very important because it drives the economic growth and plays an important part of financial inclusion of all the citizens in the rural area. So these platforms address challenges like infrastructure gaps, affordability, and digital literacy. Once they connect to broader markets, they enable direct to consumer sales, thereby reducing cost and improving profit for these entrepreneurs. And there are some challenges as well because scaling these platforms requires overcoming logistical and digital barriers.